This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمين. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن والاه. آمين. اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم يسر أمورنا ولا تعسرها يا رب العالمين. آمين. Ya Allah, we ask you in this hour to please bless each and everyone present here. Our host and his wife and their children. May Allah give long life to Sister Azlina, who just turned young, takbir. Amen. And may Allah give her long life in the obedience of Allah. Amen. Also, Dato Zain, who is turning 80 very soon, inshallah.
2019.
Yeah, mashallah. May Allah give him long life with good health. Amen. And may Allah make him happy with his children and grandchildren.
Ameen.
And all of us. Ameen. Ameen. Ameen.
Yeah.
Don't Saleh? This?
Yesterday.
MashaAllah. May Allah also bless him and bless his health and his mind and also give him many years to come, inshallah, in the obedience of Allah.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. Welcome, everyone. We continue, inshallah, with the story of Sayyidina Yusuf, alayhi salam. So many lessons to learn from this beautiful story. And one thing we should never forget, my brothers and sisters, had it not been for the trials he went through, he wouldn't be the chairman of Khazain of Egypt. What do we learn from this? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you, He is ready to give you. He's preparing you for something big. It's just you are in hurry. And I mean you. You know who you are. All of you know. You are always in hurry. When Allah gives you, you are not in hurry. But when Allah holds, you feel like, what's going on? What's wrong with me? There is nothing wrong with you. It's just Allah preparing you for a bigger gift. Here is the example of Sayyidina Yusuf in front of you, alayhi salam. Prophet. Allah put him in the well. Prophet. He was kidnapped. Prophet. He was almost forced to commit major sin. A prophet who was thrown in jail and he has done nothing wrong. All that preparation for him to be the Aziz of Egypt. So please understand that. When Allah is holding something from you or giving you a test, or giving you a health problem, marital problem, he's going to give you something big. And think of him like that. Then you will get what you thought of. But if you think of him like, why he's doing this to me, I don't understand. Then, what can you do? Yalla, tell me. So please understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing all of us in order to give something better. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was also kicked out from Mecca. Never forget that. For no crime he committed. In order to give him back the rule of all Arabia, not just Mecca. Right or wrong? He was kicked. He was running away, scared. In the cave he was shivering, he and Sayyidina Abu Bakr. They were scared. Then, subhanallah, they enter Mecca not scared. And then they rule the whole Arabia, and after that, mashallah. So please, my brothers and sisters, whenever you want something, another thing, always question what you want. Maybe what you want is really not good for you. You're about to do something. Maybe that thing is not good. You never thought about it deeply. It's just because your heart is hang with it. A marriage, education somewhere, a project, business, maybe that thing will ruin you. So Allah is not giving it to you, protecting you. So please, when Allah gives you, it's a direction He wants you to go to. When He holds, His protection. He's protecting you from something. Trust Allah. And sabar, and keep making dua. He will definitely give you back something better, inshallah. And please understand, things don't have to be your way. When you ask Allah for help, relax. Ya Rab, help me the way you want. And you'll be shocked. You'll be amazed at how much He may give you and how He helps you. But when you say, no, help me this one. This project has to come. This woman, I must marry this woman. I want to live in this neighborhood. Now, Allah says no. So please, can we just relax with Allah the way we relax with pilots? Takbir? Just with pilots. It's not too much. Relax. Enjoy the flight. Sometimes it's bumpy. Dhikr. Time for dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That's all. Sometimes it's okay, smooth. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. Do not... You are slave of Allah, my brother and sister. We are all slaves of God. He does with us whatever He wants. But we know one thing for sure. He is good. And He's going to amaze you. Your job is what? Not to stop worshipping Him. That's the test. The test is not why Allah is not giving me. The test is, am I doing enough to please Him? Yeah. Here is the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Otherwise, what did we learn then? For months we have been doing the tafsir of this surah. He is showing you that before Allah gave him khaza'in of Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go through all this. And at the end, subhanallah, he didn't even look back. He didn't even, when he faced his brothers, like we did last week, when his brothers came to know that this is Yusuf, he did not mention at all the past. He mentioned what was good for him and his brother. Positive thinking. We call it positive thinking. Because there is no point we go back to halas, the past is behind us. It's really behind. Move on. There are a few years to live. Yallah, let's enjoy them. In the obedience of Allah, in prayers, in this. So definitely your risk is written. And okay, another thing. If Allah is going to give you only limited risk while you want to be rich, can you? Can you force Allah? Okay, very good. So another thing, your mistake, brothers, is you always mix with rich people. Rich people are not bad, but mixing too much with them is wrong. Sheikh, what do you mean? Now, some of you are rich already, taqwa. Listen. Even you, if you are rich, you mix with the poor people. Go mix, sit with them, meet with them, and don't let them know who you are. They will teach you many things and keep you humble, keep you checked. But if you mix only with people like you, and you are not even rich, and you mix with the rich, what happens to you? You want to be like them, you want to do projects like that, so you are always tired and sick and this and that. But if you mix with the poor, okay, assalamu alaikum, so they keep you always. This is when you are rich, you're supposed to mix with the poor. How about when you are poor? You better play second division. Don't go first division. La Liga. Play with your peers. When Allah gives you, don't forget where you were. Never forget where you come from. Allah makes you rich. Is this clear, my sisters? Do not do that. You are just going to get tired. And your risk is written. Khalas. Relax. If Allah wants you to be rich, wallahi al-azim, even when you don't want. And if Allah doesn't want you to be rich, if you go to the sky and come back, so relax. Do not, because your mental health is more important than your. Okay, what do you do with money if you have depression? Yalla, you are rich, but you keep going to a psychologist. Who needs a psychologist? Takbir. Marry the psychologist. Takbir. I am speaking to my brothers and sisters because I know some of you are already facing troubles. Okay? May Allah help you. Relax, my brothers and sisters. Do your best. Another thing. Who said that Allah didn't give you? A good wife is not risk. Good health is not risk. Good children. You have children. Your wife could give birth to kids. And you have wonderful kids. Is not your father still alive? Your mother still alive? Is not risk? Yes. Ilm is not risk? So why risk is always money? The fact that I'm walking, eating by myself, not going to the toilet with the help of anyone is a big risk. Yes. So risk is not just money. Good friends, good neighbors, big risk. Big risk. Pleasure, your father, mother pleased with you. Or died pleased with you. Call us. So please stop thinking that money is everything. Is your money with you now? Now we are sitting. Is our money with us? No. So? No. We got it wrong. Because also we mix with the people who never remind us of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That's what Rasulullah s.a.w. told the Sahaba who said, Ya Rasulullah, we are poor Sahaba. And we cannot compete with the rich Sahaba. The rich Sahaba give a lot. They pray, we pray. They fast, we fast. But they give zakat and sadaqah, we don't have. He said, do dhikr. So here, do a lot of dhikr. May Allah help. Okay, let's recite from surah. From verse, I think we stopped at 96. Okay? 96 till the end, inshallah. We read two pages and we do tafsir, inshallah. We call it off. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Falamma anja'a al-bashir. ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون Very good. I like this building to shake. يلا. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي
قال سوف أستغفر لكم
إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين
وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين
ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل
وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل
قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين Excellent. Enough for the time being. Very good. Alhamdulillah, we said that Yusuf alayhi salam met his brothers and now he told them who he was. And they were shocked. And then he brought his brother, he told them that this is my brother. Yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. About Binyamin. And we learned from that he was a little bit upset. But subhanAllah, look, he was upset, but he did not lose the adab, the manners. One thing, brothers and sisters, when Islam teaches us not to get angry, doesn't mean don't feel angry. Because not feeling angry is against human nature. But don't decide anything while angry. But to be angry, it's a normal thing. Even angels get angry. To be angry is a normal thing. But do not act upon it when you are angry. Because definitely you will do something wrong or say something wrong. When we say don't get angry, it doesn't mean don't feel at all not angry. No. Because Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, "Man istughdiba wa lam yaghdab fa huwa himar." Who he is pushed to get angry and he doesn't get angry, he's a donkey. Imam Shafi'i said that. But when the Quran says, for example, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told that Sahabi, لا تغضب, he did not tell him, don't get angry. He said, do not act when you are angry. When you are angry, go sit down. Go calm down. Go out. Do not fight. That's what it means. So he was upset, but he did not lash at them or put them in jail. or put them in a well, which was the least to do. You throw me in a well, I will throw you in a well, at least for 24 hours. You cause me to go to jail, I'll put you in jail for many years. No. He was better. And then he gave them his clothes. He took off part of his clothes and said, go and put it on the face of my father. On the way back, the father did what? Smell. Yaqub alayhi salam is smelling the fragrance of his son. He said, I smell the fragrance of my son, Yusuf. they were making fun of him, the people who were with him. Then the children came and brought the clothes. Then he told them something. Didn't I tell you that I know from Allah what you don't know? So we are different, even in knowledge. The prophets are the first to know from Allah what others don't know. After that, the awliya, those who are wali, who serve Allah so much, and therefore they have special connection with Allah. He gives them certain knowledge, certain feelings, intuition. Like a mother may feel that her son is sick or is in need of her. Subhanallah, her intuition is so strong. The ulama and the awliya, same thing. And. All right. So that's where we stopped. I just want to put everybody into, mashallah, same perspective, because most of you were not here last week. May Allah forgive you. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. So when they ask him, please forgive us. By the way, they didn't say to Yusuf, forgive us. They said we were wrong. And we said that's enough as what? As an apology. When someone says, I was wrong. Don't be like, no, say I'm sorry. Say ampun. Takbir. Someone doesn't, they just say, because still they are older than him, and you know, brothers. But they will ask their father to forgive them. They will say, Dad, please ask Allah to forgive us. Because the pain was not just to the son. He's young, he can take the pain. How about an old man? No father deserves that his children, na'udhu billah, cause him pain. No father, let alone a prophet of Allah. But this also is a lecture to all of us, my sisters, brothers. If your children give you a hard time, are you better than Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam? How did he win? How did he win over his children and kept them together? What did he do? Sabr. He was patient. Patience at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all the people who hurt you to their knees to kiss your feet. If you are just patient. Because let Allah run things. You will see. Sheikh, but I want to punch this guy. I know. Let Allah... Leave it to Allah. He is more wise and more powerful than you. You are unwise and weak. He is wise and he is powerful. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. Verse 92. Everybody. He said, no reproach on you this day. May Allah forgive you. And he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. That is what Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said to them. Then he told them, take my clothes, take my garment, my shirt, and cast it over the face of my father. He will become clear-sighted and bring to me all your family. Bring all the family to me. He wants to save them from living because it's very harsh. The years are still very harsh to come. They better be in the city. It will be easy for him to look after them. Okay. So, 94, my brother, 94, the English.
And when the caravan departed from Egypt, your father said, indeed, I find the smell of Joseph, and who say that he was alive, and if you do not think me weakened in mind.
You think I'm weak, right? I am smelling fragrance of Joseph. So they were saying, 95, brother Shah, 95.
He said, by Allah, certainly you are in
your Be careful, brothers and sisters. Sometimes blind man, I told you, feels better than others. smells better than others, hears better than others. When a blind person says, I heard something in the house, you better go check. When a blind person tells you, I heard something in the kitchen, you better go and check the kitchen. Their sense of hearing is more powerful. Also their smell. When they smell something, if they say, we smell gas, you better go check. Subhanallah. Let alone a prophet of Allah who turned blind. So here is Yaqub alayhi salam. Follow me. The test of Yaqub. And imagine yourself Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub has, mashallah, blessed him with 12 sons. 10 are going to be bad. 10. 10. Allahu Akbar. Not even half. 10. Maybe out of 6-7 kids, you have one who gives you hard time. So thank Allah. Takbir. And most of the time when he gives you hard time, he's just confused. No, he's confused. So either you do little da'wah to him, or slap him a little bit, you fix his mind. Takbir. All right. The first test, what is it? What is it? He has? Jealous children. Oh, one of the biggest problems is to have jealous children. Number two, lost Yusuf. He lost Yusuf. And this is painful. To lose a son or a daughter to death is easy than kidnapping. Or you don't know if they are still alive. Why? Death, there is closure. Khalas. You know your child. You go every day, if you want, to the grave and visit them. But you don't know if the son is alive or not. Is he eating or not? Is he with good people or not? Is somebody abusing him, killing him, cutting him, what, kicking him? You don't know, right?
Yeah.
That's painful. So he lost Yusuf. Then what? Then what? No, his children lied to him. His children also lied, and he knew they were lying. But he sabar, because he's a prophet. Because they brought him the cloth of Yusuf, the wolf. Will tell Yusuf, wait, I eat you. He doesn't even eat part of the cloth. We know it's a game. Anyway. But he is sabar. Another thing. He lost Benjamin. That's another test for Yaqub alayhi salam. Then he lost the Aban. Doesn't want to come back. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Good. Then sight. He loses his sight. And Yusuf, how many years he lost him? Some ulama of tafsir say 40 years. They used to live long those days. Those people used to live long. 40 years of pain. 40 years of hope. Not losing hope. One day Yusuf will come. Even when Benjamin was taken by so-called the leader of Egypt, still the father talks about Yusuf. So look how many tests he went through. And please don't think these tests are easy. Not easy. You lose your sight. If you lose only one eye, God forbid, you start using only one eye, go and see how angry you become. All right. Alhamdulillah. So we know that, right? Now Al-Bashir, the bearer of good news, would come and tell him that dad, not only we found Benjamin, but Yusuf, we found Yusuf. And good news, Yusuf is not a slave, he is the leader of Egypt. Ah, so at the end, alhamdulillah, patience of a father will pay. What happened to Rachel, the mother of Yusuf? She died. Now, if you want to know That's why there is no mentioning of his mom. No mentioning of his mom. Because the mother died. Died after delivering Benjamin. And this is why the father also loved Yusuf and Benjamin more. Simple as this. Because they are ana yatim. You know, when someone is yatim, the father or the grandpa will even love the children or the grandchildren even more. Okay. Yalla ha. Brother Shariman, 96.
And when the bearer of good tidings arrived, he cast it over his face and he returned seeing. He said, did I not tell you that I know from Allah that which you do not know?
Very good. Now question. Why Allah didn't turn or return the sight of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam just like that? Why something from Yusuf has to be put on his face? Look at me. Like this. Something has to be put. Something symbolic. What does a cloth going to do to you? That's the miracle. You were still looking, trying to find. Miracles, miracles. A stick turns snake. I hit the sea with a stick, it will open. Why Allah doesn't open, just open? Why we have to hit? You do the human effort. Even, okay, you want to see the miracle of Allah Azza wa Jal. A cloth doesn't do nothing to the eye if it's blind. But do it. You do. Meaning you do your part. Then Allah does His. The lousy, lazy Muslims we have become, we want to do nothing. Ya Allah, liberate Palestine. Ya Allah, help Kashmiris. Why not you go and help? And you and me. Syrians, Ya Allah, help them. Why not we also send money and help and go visit and this and that? Everybody sitting in his house and say, inshallah. Wallahi al-Adim, we stay like this. Wallahi al-Adim, they will invade us. If you continue like this, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ya Allah, open for us Mecca? Or he went, he took 10,000 Sahaba and went. Why we don't understand the seerah? When he was wanted, badly wanted, he's going to Medina. Medina is north. He went 3 days south. He did everything humanly possible to trick the non-Muslims who are after him. He stayed 3 months in the cave of Thawr, south, towards Yemen. Because they know that they have credible information. He's going to Medina. So they were looking for him. And he hid himself in a cave. He didn't say, Allah is with us, they will not see us, Allah will blind them. No. Same thing. Here, something, he looked, okay. He took something from his self, and he said, put it on the face of my father. Meaning, oh Muslims, do your part, Allah will do his. We do nothing, brothers. And we say, inshallah, everything will be fine. Nothing will be fine, my brothers and sisters. We have to do our part. When Allah said, ud'uni, make dua, He never told us, don't do. Allah said, ud'uni, astajib lakum, make dua, I will answer you. He said also, i'malu, wa qul i'malu, do things. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Where is the amal? This is why we are lacking. So please understand this. Even something symbolic, like putting a piece of cloth, that shows the miracle of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. His miracle was in his cloth. That's why, first time, it was brought as evidence Yusuf died. The second one, it was the woman who pulled him from the cloth, from the back. And that shows that he was running away from her. Alhamdulillah, proof, evidence. And in this surah also, we learn the art and science of investigation. How you make an investigation. 3, take my cloth, put it on the face of my father. Just put it. That's all. It's just for you and me to see a miracle. Like a stick of Musa alayhi salam, open the sea. Like a stick, he hit a rock, 12 gushing springs of water. the same stick with fluid, it opens it and makes it solid. With solid rock, water comes out of it. It shows you that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does that. The action of Musa, just so for you and me, not to be lazy and waiting for others to do the job. We need to do our part, then Allah will do his part. In victory, what did Allah say? All the verses of victory. If you want victory, Allah says, in tansurullaha yansurkum, conditional. If you give victory to Allah, Allah will give you victory. Which victory we give to Allah? Implement the Quran and Sunnah. Practice Quran and Sunnah. Sisters and brothers, we cannot practice it in our society. Let's start with our homes. Every one of us, with his wife and children, practice Islam. What do you think we'll have? We have society of Muslims. Every one of us. Don't try to Islamize anyone. Islamize yourself. Start praying. Start having classes like this. Tell your wife to wear hijab. Tell your daughters. Encourage them. Start praying. Start Quran. Then you will see, Wallahi al-Adhim, everyone will be fixed. But you want to Islamize everybody and living? It's not going to work. There are things you must start with yourself. You know why sometimes our sons and daughters don't listen to us? Because we are not practicing what we are telling them to do. Yes? So here it is, what we call a clear evidence. He said, just put it on his hand. He just put it. فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, oh Yaqub, you have been very patient. So we give you back. So he started with the last thing that happened to him. Look. Allah reversed everything. He reversed everything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When Allah gave him back, he started with 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The last test Allah took. Then, before the last, then give back. Did you see that? He gave him the sight. And the one who brought him the news was the Abang, Bashir. Good news. Bearer of good news. Then he saw Binyamin. Then they went back to Yusuf. And he found him king. Wow. I never thought my son will be this. Yes. MashaAllah. فَقَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. At that very moment, when the bearer of good news brought him the shirt and cast it over him, Allah gave him back his sight. He, Yaqub, said, didn't I say to you, I know from Allah what you don't know? He wanted to make sure his children learn this. There is something beyond you thought I am old fool man. I am not. Very important to make sure to your children that. To make sure that you are the boss of the family. Takbir. And that the real boss is behind you. Takbir. They said, brother one.
97, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They said, our father, ask for us forgiveness for our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners.
Very good. They said, Father, please. Oh, our father, Ya Abana, istaghfir lana. Istaghfir lana means ask Allah to forgive us. Ask Allah to forgive us. We were really sinners. We have been sinners. Now they admitted. But why? Why you cause so much pain? No. What did he say? I'm angry at you. I will curse you all my life. You will la'na. No. With all what they did to him, which was worse than what some of your children may do to you. I want you, when you have problem with your children, remember Yaqub alayhi salam. I don't think your children will do to you what the children of Yaqub did to him. So what to do as father and mother? You have to find rahmah. Because if you don't forgive them, they will be destroyed all their life. I know a man who told his son, may you never be the same. He got angry at him. He was never the same. He went to swim with his friends. He jumped in swimming pool. He broke his neck. He was never the same. Because the gates of the sky were open, dua was Careful when your father makes dua for you or against you. Most of us focus on the mother, and we should. But we should never forget the father. Especially if he's close to Allah. Your father might be very close to God and make dua against you. That's it. Bye-bye. And that's why if you are wise and your father's still alive, always please him. Don't go against him. Even when he says something or does something. Or sometimes we want to force our parents to adapt their old age and their old mentalities to us, which is wrong. We should adapt ourselves to them. Your father doesn't even know how to use maybe the WhatsApp. Takbir. And you want to tell him, sabar on him. He walks now very slowly to his car. What? You tell him, Dad, get quickly, I need to park? Or you sabar? Like he sabar on you when you were baby. Allahu Akbar. You know, if we have Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, and he sees some of our youth, what they do, how they behave with their parents, he'd be slapping. I think all his time is just to hit. Because, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Hey, the girls are telling the mother, talk to the hand. Yeah. The mother is giving birth to her daughter. Don't tell me there is here a sister who is afraid of her daughter. Are you? Some of you tackled. I don't want her to speak. She came. Afraid of the daughter. Allahu Akbar. Okay. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. What did he say? 98? Brother Siddiq?
He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you. Verily, he is the of forgiving and most merciful.
Very good. Did he say, I will forgive you?
No.
Why? I will ask Allah to forgive you. Why? I may forgive, but did Allah forgive you? Here is the problem. You may come to me and say, Sheikh Zubair, I said many bad things in your back. Please forgive me. I may forgive you. But better, I ask Allah to forgive you. Because if Allah doesn't forgive you, you are in big trouble. That's why, brothers and sisters, when you wrong someone, not only you have to ask him for forgiveness, but tell him, please, brother, make dua for me. And ask Allah to forgive me. Here it is. He didn't say, I forgive you, my children. I will ask Allah to forgive you. I have forgiven you as a father. But did Allah forgive you for what you did? That's something else. Allahumma ighfir lahum. Like this. You make dua and mean it. So he said, I will ask Allah to forgive you. سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. I will ask Allah to forgive you, my Lord. Why? Because He is Al-Ghafur Rahim. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now they brought their father, the whole family, the whole tribe. They brought their children, grandchildren, whatever children they had, to see Yusuf. Because some of them were already married with children. So they brought the whole family. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. When they entered, so they went to the courtyard of Yusuf alayhi salam. What do you think Yusuf has? Throne. It's a kingdom. He sits on the chair, high chair. What did he do? Look at the behavior. Look at the adab. The adab. With your father and mother, there is no protocol. Please understand this. If people tell you protocol, tell them, forget it. My father and mother on top of my head. I will change the whole protocol for them. Father and mother, more important than anything. Hey, by the way, I don't like that in the wedding, the father and mother sit down. You do this. That day I was invited to a wedding. Already I was
picking remarks. Marking.
Shah, prepare yourself when you marry your children. Takbir.
High table.
Here. High table. Already said, husband and wife, Takbir. Father and mother sit here. What's wrong with you? They should be sitting here, on top. And then they come. Father and mother come to the bride and groom and kiss. You slap you so hard. You come to me and kiss me. I raised you and I married you.
A Chinese wedding day.
Hey, what is this?
The Chinese wedding.
Yeah, the husband was a Chinese Muslim, revert. Don't do that. Don't do that. They should come to you and kiss your hand or whatever. Parents, always high. Very important. And that's da'wah to non-Muslims. Look, we respect our parents. Clear? So look now, look at the ayah. Brother, doctor, bismillah. Most of you attend, mashallah, that ISTAC, old ISTAC. I saw you there. All my students, takbir. Bismillah.
Then, when they entered unto Yusuf, he betook his parents to himself and said, enter Egypt if Allah wills in security.
He went to his father and mother. Abaway, was it his mom? He's the auntie. The auntie is the wife. Remember we said Yusuf married to? Yaqub married to? Rachel is the mother of?
Yusuf.
And she was younger.
And
Miriam. And Mia.
Mia,
he was tricked. Yaqub was tricked by his father-in-law. He wanted Rachel, and he agreed. But in the night of marriage, he, you know, package. So in the morning, he realized, oh my God, he slept with me. So he went angry to his uncle, telling him, what did you do? He said, in our tradition, we don't marry the younger one before the older one. If you were still like Rachel, you work for another 7 years. Allahu Akbar. So Yaqub was patient from day one. When he was young, he learned to be patient. Allah tested him with a brother, Esau. Remember the story? Yeah. Esau was tough and rough. So he always had argument with his brother. So he learned to be patient. Then with his father-in-law. Then with his children. Patience over patience. Anyways, Mia gave birth to others. Now, when the father came, Yaqub, he considered this as mother too. Because she is his auntie. And khalas, the mother, wife of my father, the wife of my father. By the way, if your father is married to another woman, I don't know, but I'm saying, in case, please respect his second wife, or third or fourth, or stepmother. Let's say she is your stepmother. Stepmother, yeah, that's what I meant. Respect her, why? You don't have to love her, but you have to respect her, why? Very good, because he's married. Your father is married to her. Halas. My respect to my father oblige me to respect his wife. But I don't have to like her and pretend. No. Adab, salamu alaykum, wa alaykum salam. That's it. And please do not force your children to behave very like her sons. They are not her sons. This is why sometimes big fights happen. And you, sister, if you are that woman, do not expect people to, you know. It doesn't. By the way, when they don't talk to you, doesn't mean they hate you. Eh? Oh, I know, they must hate me. No. Some kids don't know how to speak, by the way. Some kids cannot express themselves. So they keep, so think that child doesn't talk to me. The others all like me except him. Look at him, that boy or her. Are they also like that with others? Usually they are. They are isolated. So it's not just with you. But Shaitan is telling you, look, they don't like you. They don't accept you. You must tell your husband to make another house for you. Actually, that's what you want from the beginning. Takbir. I can analyze you psychologically. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ When they came to Yusuf, آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْ He went out of his place and he what? He embraced his parents. Here, أَبَوَيْهِ, metaphorically speaking, is not his real mother that gave him birth. But the woman, because he respected her, she was, number one, his auntie. Second, she was the wife of his father, so he respected her. Hey, this is when the marriage is legal and announced and this and that. If your father surprises you with another one, oh my God, just for me to counsel you to accept, it will take me 3 years. Takbir. This is when the father tells his children, I'm getting married, da-da-da-da-da-da. You better stay like that, because you die shaheed the next day. Okay. وَقَالَ ادْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ And he said, enter. Here is my proof, they have never been in Egypt. Bani Israel were nomads. They had no land. The nomads have no land. Do you know or not?
Yeah.
For example, the aborigines between Thailand and this, it's the British who came put a line. They used to travel in the jungle, no problem. Borneo, Sarawak and Sabah and Borneo. Kalimantan. What? The British did like this. So those people, when they intermingle, and so you tell them, where are you going? He will tell them, what are you talking about? He doesn't even know Balai police. Let alone government and this and that. Please understand these things. So those days, he brought, that's why he said, enter Egypt. Meaning Egypt had borders. It was well known. Enter Egypt. They were not in Egypt. Here it is. Here is the ayah. Look at 99. This will show you, Bani Israel have never had a land. They were living, yes, but they didn't have a land to be called theirs. But they are clever, you have to give it to them, that they named the piece of land Israel. They did not name it something else. Israel is what? Who is he?
Jacob.
It's a religious name. Then they tell you, don't use religion for politics. Look at this, look at the hypocrisy. Yeah. They say, don't use religion, don't speak. Sheikh Zubair, nobody told me this, because if they say that, I will lash out. Takbir, alhamdulillah. But I'm saying in case. Like now they did to Zaki Naik. Oh, he should not, he should just talk about religion. What are you talking about? Part of religion is what? Politics. Economics. This one. Education. Or leave for you the politics. So that, you know, because when you bring religion to politics, they don't like it. Because you start telling them halal and haram. You got my point?
Yeah.
Okay. But they're clever. Look, they didn't call it something like Malaysia or Indonesia or Algeria. They call it a religious name. A religious name. So that they pull back their people. Do you know the constitution of the so-called Israel? They say that the state is Jewish. Jewish state. They are working day and night to Judaize everything in. And we, when our brothers start saying, let's Islamize this, let's Islamize, they say, oh, what are you doing? They will fight you, subhanAllah. While they are using religion to further their project and push it and force it on us, while we are weakening one another. Say, don't bring the religion here. It's sensitive. Why are we sensitive? So it's sensitive to slaughter bull because somebody worshipped the bull. So we don't slaughter bull because it's sensitive. So tomorrow we stop slaughtering Eid al-Adha. You got it or not?
Yes.
If we don't stand up and bring religion, Islam, back quickly to politics, economy, sports, youth, tata wallahi al-adim, they will run us like nothing. They will run over us. Keep using democracy, we will see. Bit by bit, they start working together, and you have to go by, elections. That's it. Wake up. I'm not teaching, I'm not wasting my time. Please understand, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand these things. Because there is no point we talk about Yusuf alayhi salam, and then what? It's like a nice story. No. We have to learn. So, when Yusuf alayhi salam welcomed his parents and his brothers, what did he say? Udkhulu Misra insha'Allahu aminin. Enter Egypt insha'Allah with aman, security. They were insecure. The Jews are always insecure. Come, I will protect you. I will protect you. So they have never been in Egypt, even. Even when Musa alayhi salam, centuries came and took them, saved them from Fir'aun. They were in Egypt as what? Very good. They were in Egypt as slaves. So they cannot even, if they have to say we have a land, they should first claim Egypt. First. You got it? Not Palestine. And when they say our Egypt, we bring them verse 99 and say, even when Yusuf alayhi salam became leader, he told you, enter Egypt. You were outside Egypt. Do you see the beauty of the Quran? The Quran, wallahi al-azim, gives you keys for every problem. Open. Here it is, his solution. But you have to pay attention to every word. Every word. Good. 100. Who was reading? Last doctor. Okay, one of my sisters. Sister Norma, go ahead.
And he raised his parents to the throne, and they fell down before him prostrate. And he said, oh my father, this is the interpretation of my dream of one time. My Lord has made it come true. He was indeed good to me when he took me out of the prison and brought you all here out of the Bedouin life. Between Shaitan, after Shaitan has sown enmity between me and my brothers. Certainly, my Lord is the most courteous and kind unto whom only he is the all-knowing and the all-wise.
Very good. Who's supposed to sit on the throne? Who's supposed to sit on the throne? Yusuf. Here. He's sitting here. He came down after he told them, after he welcomed them and this and that. He went down to them, welcomed them, enter Egypt, come here. And then he put his parents, sit there. His father and his wife, sit there. He gave them honor. Some of us put the mother behind and the wife near when you drive your car. Who should be sitting near you?
Mother.
Takbir?
Mother.
No, my mom likes the back. No, the mother always likes to be near her son. Takbir? Never put that in your mind, sisters. Always want the back. When your husband is with his mother, show her that she is the queen. You are already what? The guilty one. You are what? Thief. You have stolen her son. Remember? Takbir. Huh? No, serious. Father, you brothers, always put your mother near you.
Unless the boss is behind.
No problem. let mother be bodyguard. She loves it. I'm telling you. By experience, mothers love to sit near their sons. Just to feel her daughter-in-law is behind her. Takbir. You need psychology, my brother. Yes. She loves to be near her son. Your mothers, right? That's the truth. Some of you didn't reach that age yet. Still young. But some of you already, mashallah, having grandchildren. Huh? But when the big boss is there, father, let the father sit near you. May Allah have mercy on us.
Amen.
Yeah, pay attention to this, brothers and sisters. Never kiss your son before your father. Your father is coming and your son is coming. Don't say, I miss my son, like airport. Usually this happens in the airport. Kiss the father first. That offends him. He didn't say, but it offended him. And then your grandson, your son, will do the same thing to you. Always kiss the father. No matter, even if your son came running, let him. Ignore him for a while. You go run to your father, kiss the father, then you play with your son. And once you carry him, pay attention to your father. Don't, oh, I missed you, I missed you, I missed you. The father is saying, this idiot I raised, this idiot I raised. Serious. Mother, same thing. Mother, father first. And between father and mother, who do you kiss first? Rasulullah said mother. Between auntie and uncle, auntie. Always females first. Always. Between sister and brother, sister. Between daughter and son, daughter. You see the beauty of Islam? First one. Now you know it's them, the naughty ones. You're dying shaheed tonight. She did like this. Meaning he will not make it, Sheikh. Alas. Okay. So please see what he did. He put his parent, he broke the protocol. The protocol is only for the leader. No. Who am I without my parents? Would there be a Sheikh Zubair without the efforts of my late parents? May Allah have mercy on them. Never forget that. Would be there anyone, whoever you are, whatever your position is, without your parents? Never forget that. You have to know one thing. You have to know one thing. Maybe your parents didn't give you everything, but they have given you everything they had. Never forget that. Maybe they didn't give you a car, but they have given you the shoes. Your father will give you his shoes to go to school. Never forget that. Maybe he was not rich. Because we always forget father. Takbir. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُسْعَى. So he put his parents on the throne. And then they came down and made sujood to him. And then his brothers, all of them, 11, including Benjamin. They bowed. They did sujood. Sujood, like we do sujood. Sheikh, isn't sujood haram? Yes, it is haram when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent. For humans. No more sujood for humans. But didn't Allah say to the malaika to do sujood to Adam? That is not sujood of worship. That is sujood of welcome and respect. Same thing. Here the sujood of respect. But it was abrogated with the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not allow any human to make sujood for another human. No, even mother. Even mother, no sujood even for mother. We are not Hindus. No, even mother, you don't do sujood for mother. You can kiss her feet while she is sleeping. She doesn't have to say, come.
His wife to the husband?
No, still. The Prophet said, showing, how much a woman should respect her husband, that if there was an exception for me to make, I would ask the women to do sujood to their husbands. Hey, don't get to... relax, okay? I see you already... okay? Don't relax. By the way, when does a woman really have to really respect her husband? When? Because he is her husband? Just because he has mustache she doesn't have? Why? When does a woman respect her husband? when she sees him respecting Allah and leading the family. Some men don't lead the family. Some leaders of the family is the woman. The man doesn't want to do nothing. He just want to read newspaper in the morning. Takbir. Right or wrong, sisters? It's okay, I'm here. But when I go, may Allah be with you. Takbir. Just say yes. Some men don't lead. No. A man should be the leader of the family. Meaning he has to assume his responsibility. What is your leadership in terms of what? Not only in providing. Make sure his children are learning the deen, brothers and sisters. Make sure at least, do you know the friends of your children? Do you know them? Do you know them? Do you ever meet them? A wise father and wise mother will call the friends and make even dinner for them or lunch and study them. Sit with them. How are you? Are you okay? Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Then you know. You know who your kids are mixing with. That's wisdom. Invite your friends and you make good food for them and then you see. And always invite them by Maghrib. My advice to you. Why? Because Maghrib's time is short. Dhuhr, you may say, Auntie, I will go and pray. Maghrib, where you go? If it's Auntie, I would like to pray. Oh, that's a good boy. Who is friend with your son? Not with your daughter, haram. With your son. You are all like this. Takbir. That's a good son to be friend with your... So you know now, when your son is with him, he say, hey, it's Salat time, let's go pray. Let's say they are somewhere, KLCC, Surah, yalla, we go pray. Maghrib. Always invite them around Maghrib. Because Maghrib is very short. If he's good Muslim, he will tell you, Auntie, I need to pray. Please give me sajada. Where is the Qibla? Let's say first time he comes to your house. To meet your son. She came to meet your daughter. Cannot even say. Only she says. Takbir. Hey, this boyfriend, girlfriend, haram. Please, fear Allah. How come you allow your son to bring a girl to the house to meet the mother? Never. Oh, Ya Allah. May Allah help me. May Allah help me. Just what I am seeing in this Malaysia. Ooh, takbir. Still surviving. No. So many things I am discovering lately. Oh my God. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. They made sujood. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايِ. At that moment he realized, Dad, this is exactly what I saw in the dream. The father said yes. He looked at him like this. He said, this is it. You are the son. Mom, my mother is your wife, my mother, is the moon. And the 11 planets are my brothers. Bowing to me. Here it is. So the realization of the dream came when? Immediately. Look how many years. That's why, my brothers and sisters, even a dream takes that long, let alone rizq. Dream to come to reality, it may take years. Let alone rizq or mashallah or a marriage or sujood. I know. Takbir. Look how positive thinking here. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّ. The dream, oh my father, is true. The dream came true. خَلَاص, this is it. So now when you see someone doing sujood to you, in case you see, it means you're going to be somebody big. Somebody big. One day you'll be big. Big in the real term. Somebody very important. Second, sabr. You are going to go through trials. As much as the dream is good, but it is going to be a bumpy road. Okay? Now, he said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. And my Lord has made it come true. He has indeed been good to me. See how positive? He has been good to me. He did not say, Dad, I went to trials. He did not think about what happened to him bad. He said, he's remembering only what? Trials. He forgot that. He did not mention to his... By the way, it is so un-Islamic. Sisters, brothers, listen to me. It is so un-Islamic and very hurtful to parents that you complain in front of them. Even work. You have problem with your wife. Why you won't tell your parents? Mom, she's not listening to me. She's thinking of divorce. What the... Allahu Akbar. You have problem, you go tell your parents. Your parents are in pain. Really in pain. You argue with your brother or sister in front of them, they are scared. They are very scared. Don't. Dad, my business is not working. No, I'm okay. I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. Always push with your chest, as we say in Algeria. Pretend everything is fine. And Allah will make things fine. Fine. Because you are positive. But you go, imagine, you cry to your mom. I will say, what's wrong with you, my son? My daughter, oh, this, that, this, Allahu Akbar. You are not being nice to them. So he did not mention anything bad in the presence of his parents who are enjoying the moment. He didn't say his story. They throw me in the well. Then somebody took me to the market and sold me with little money. Then this woman, after years of raising in her, growing up in her house, she tried to do things to me. Then women, she brought her gangs of Kuala Lumpur and wanted to do things. Then her idiot husband threw me in well instead of throwing her in well. In the jail. He did not mention that. Why? Because he will hurt his parents. You got it?
Yeah.
Many of us, at this age, your mom is very old and says, Ma, business not doing good. On you. The children didn't do well in school. Why are you saying that? You are proving you are a lousy father or mother. Takbir. Yes, everything is fine, Ma. Alhamdulillah. Bagus. You laugh, you smile, you... Yeah? Learn from Yusuf, alayhi salam. So he didn't say anything bad except that... look what he said. Allah has been nice to me when he got me out of jail. He didn't say I was in jail. He said Allah has been nice to me when he got me out of jail. Do you know I was in jail? I suffered. Allah has been nice to me. He got me out of jail. Alhamdulillah, shukur. He's like, brother, alhamdulillah, I have a job now. Somebody, brother, you know for 20 years I was without job. Finally. Look at this attitude, look at this attitude. You see? One is, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah, shukur. And one, brother, I suffered, you know, man. I wrote and went through his... Please, brothers, remember the good things that you are in. Stop thinking about this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me.
If you do that, is it in a way you are complaining about Allah?
Yes, you are complaining about Allah. Very good. So, had it not been for all these trials, he wouldn't be now where he is. So he focused on alhamdulillah. Don't learn from this surah, please. That's why you see my tafsir very... I try even if there is an alphabet, I will explain to you how important it is. So he said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. He, Allah has been nice to me. Look at it. And indeed, he was good to me, Allah. When he took me out of the prison, he is not remembering prison. He is enjoying out of prison. Many of us like to talk about their sufferings. Huh? Like some ladies, may Allah forgive them. Even when they talk to the children, your father did this to me, your father did this to me, your father, that father, sister, that father never took you out to eat, never bought you a gift, never said a good word, never sang for you Bollywood. Takbir. Not Bollywood, Piramli, okay, Piramli. Takbir. No, serious. Rasulullah asked old women, he warned them. He said, when you get upset, you forget the good times you had with your husbands. He warned them. He said, don't do that. Okay. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدُوِ. Here is the second evidence that Bani Israel, yeah, the children of Yaqub, were never in Egypt. Here it is. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدُوِ. And it's on the tongue of one of them, Yusuf, alayhi salam. What did he say? And he brought you. Allah took me out of prison. He was nice to me. And he was nice to you when he brought you out from the Bedouin life, which is harsh. The Bedouin life is very harsh. Brought you to Egypt, to city. Brought you from Bedou. They were Bedouins. Please understand, Bani Israel are Bedouin people. Here is the Quran talking about that. And who is speaking? One of them. Yusuf alayhi salam, Bani Israel. Bani Israel means children of Yaqub. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدُوِ. And he brought you all here out of Bedouin life. After Shaitan, may Allah curse him, had sown enmity between me and my brothers. Look what he said. Brothers, sisters, he didn't even blame his brothers. Look at Adab. He didn't say my brothers did. After all my brothers did to me. He said after Shaitan has created problem between me and my brothers. He blamed Shaitan. He didn't blame his brothers. That's adab. You know, sometimes brothers, why you think, let's say, someone behaved like that? Shaitan filled him up. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. He knew that his brothers were under the spell of Shaitan. Yeah, for a brother to throw his brother in the well, what do you think? So subhanAllah, he didn't say, Allah has been nice to me by bringing me out of prison, which is positive. Look at it. Look at how positive. Positive. And he brought you out from the Bedouin life to live with me. That's another positive thing. And after what Shaitan did, saw the enmity between me and my brothers. He didn't blame his brothers. He blamed Shaitan. So this is all positive thinking. Now you know why his father also loved him? Definitely, when he was a kid, he was like that, thinking positive. That's why when you see your child thinking positive, please embrace him or her and encourage them. He's going to be fine. We are going to be out of this problem. Like this, you should say. It's very soon. I trust Allah. I know things will be fine. I'm sick. Inshallah, Allah will help me. I will get out of this trouble. Yes. It's all here. The power of mind. Say I'm sick. I can't do nothing. You will not do anything. Say I can do it. Wallahi al-Azim, you will find the energy and you get up and go do it. Never say I cannot. I will. By Allah's help, I will do it. Always say like that. Okay? All right. Brothers and sisters, his brothers always said, your son. Remember when they talked to their father?
Yeah.
They said, your son. Even when they talked to Yusuf, they said, he has a brother, about Benjamin. But what did he say? My brothers. This is the difference between a good son and a bad son. Good son will always say, he's my brother. No matter what, he's my brother. The other will say, hey, you're looking at me. I don't know if you are understanding the words that are coming out from my mouth. No, some sisters are looking at me like, Takbir. Shah looks sharp today. And mashallah, I don't know. Takbir. One smiling, alhamdulillah. My brothers in the back. Tansiri Subhan. Jamal is sending salam. Before you disappear and then I don't see you. So I tell you now. Takbir. MashaAllah. Brother Subhan now has friends in Algeria.
Wow.
And yeah. Yes, tell them. Takbir.
Zubair is Jamal.
Ha. MashaAllah. you are really missing a lot. That's all I'm saying. Khalas. A little commercial to Algeria. Yeah. I am so amazed at Yusuf alayhi salam in this ayah. He is, subhanAllah, with all what he went through, he is not letting the past deprive him from the happiness. He is happy. Some of us brothers, even in a wedding, you see us discussing issues of problems. Graduation of our children, we talk bad things. What is this? Enjoy the moment, khalas. So subhanAllah, Inna Rabbi Latifun lima yasha. Look, at the end, all he attributed to Allah. Because he mentioned Allah, look at it. Inna Rabbi, my Lord indeed, is the most courteous and kind to whom he wills. With all what happened to him, what did he say about Allah? Why he did this to me? Why he did this to me? Or he said he's Latif? He knows, because the lutf of Allah, Rahmah of Allah and kindness can be jail. Brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes you rather go to jail than to go to war. Muhammad Ali, when he went to jail, if he listened to the stupid white racist Americans and went to fight in Vietnam, what do you think the Vietnamese will do to him? He will care if you are Muhammad Ali or not?
No.
He will shoot him. You understand? Sometimes you go to jail, Allah actually is protecting you, preparing you for something else. Here it is. Sister, you wanted to marry someone and he broke your heart. So what? Sister, Allah saved you from an idiot. He already broke your heart before marriage. He has proven to you he will break it 10 times if he married you. Takbir. You brothers, the business didn't come, so what? Maybe that business will turn you Qarun. Or turn you na'udhu billah, or bank, or 10% kickback, whatever they want from you. Why you do that? Go do that. And see if Allah will help you. Sheikh, I wanted my daughter to get... to go to this university. Ya akhi, thank Allah, she went to another university. Some kids didn't even go to university. Didn't even pass IGCSE. Why you keep negative? Why you keep always negative? What's wrong with us? Because the West, the movies we are watching, the news, we are negative. Have you ever seen, somebody build a masjid? Or rampet? Somebody was killed, somebody was raped, a child was molested. In any news, your news, your Malay, many news, they always show you mahkama. Show me one of your news where there is no mahkama and police putting somebody's head like this. I don't know what message they're sending to you. Like, you do this, we do this to you. Try to move like this or that. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
But would they come, for example, and cover something nice? Bad news are news. Good news are not news. Have you ever seen the Mother of the Year on TV? Mother of the Year.
No.
Father of the Year. An award given to an exceptional father. Be careful, my brothers and sisters. I have seen rich people, their children failing. I've seen a shepherd, a janitor, his children memorizing the Quran. Be careful. So it's not who we are, it's what we do that counts for Allah. Please remember that. So here is Yusuf alayhi salam, subhanallah, not blaming anything on anyone, and thanking Allah, Latif. I know Allah is Latif. Then he said, Innahu huwa al-alim al-hakim. Allah is the most knowledgeable and most wise. He knew what he was doing. That's why here I am. And by the way, if they didn't lose Yusuf, they wouldn't come to Egypt at all. All of them. They will be just in the Bedouin. Imagine Yusuf didn't go through this trial. And he is living with his dad. And his brothers couldn't get rid of him. That wouldn't be a story. That wouldn't be all these lectures, all these lessons we benefited from. So, please understand, you are not more dear to Allah than Yusuf. So he will test you. He will test you. But remember, he will not test you more than you can bear. Allah knows your limit, he knows my limit. He will give us exactly according to what we can. Because he is Rahim. Then he made a dua. This dua, my sisters and brothers, all of you memorize it, please. Memorize it in English, in Malay, up to you. In Arabic, memorize and make this dua. This is the dua of Sayyidina Yusuf. Every prophet has special dua. This is it. This is his dua because it comes at the end of the story. Now the story will end. Then Allah will give us a summary and then why he told us qasas. Why he told us the story of Yusuf full. Full. Okay, let's see. Rabbi qad ataytani, another sister. Sister, wife of brother Amin. Sister Alia.
My Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me of the sovereignty and taught me the interpretation of dreams. The only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my wali, protector, helper, supporter, guardian in this world and in the hereafter. Caused me to die as a Muslim, the one submitting to your will, and join me with the righteous.
Amen. Say all of us, Amen. She made dua on all of us. When you make this dua, you are the smartest person. Look what he said. He said, Rabbi, my Lord. He's talking to Allah. He's so happy. He didn't forget Allah. When we are happy, what do we do? When things are, we forget God. Usually, when we are happy, we forget God. No, this is his hamd. His way of saying Alhamdulillah. What did he do? He remembered two great favors Allah has given him. Two, you give me sovereignty, you give me kingdom. Look, Ya Allah. So he did not mention anything bad. He is again focusing on what Allah made him. Two things. He gave him sovereignty, meaning leadership. And he gave him what? Ilm of interpretation of dreams. That's a specialization. So Allah gave him ilm. This prophet was alim in his field. Interpretation of dreams. Oh Allah, you made me the finance minister. You made me close to the king. You made me and you made me. How many of us thank Allah for the position you are enjoying now, brothers? Whatever you are, CEO, deputy CEO, board member, whatever you are. How many of you said, Alhamdulillah, shukur, Ya Rabbi? Serious. If you were ambassador, and please, brothers and sisters, think about that day when you are no more that person. Please, think that one day you will not be that. Where is his name? Fa'la. Your prime minister. Very sick. May Allah give him shifa.
Amen.
Very sick. See, prime minister. Where is? You're still alive, but khalas, you can't be. So remember that. Today you are the chief of your company. Tomorrow you might not be. So are you going to change or still continue being a good Muslim? And you ladies, be careful of that idea, first lady, first lady. When they tell you first lady, say last lady. Tell them Dutch lady. Takbir.
Dutch lady.
Brothers, don't let that idea go to your mind. Especially ladies. There is no first lady. I am Muslim lady. The last dua he's going to make me die as a Muslim. All he wants is to die. Allahu Akbar. A prophet is asking Allah to die as a Muslim, and you think you're going to die as a Muslim. Huh? You and me think, okay, for sure I will die as a Muslim. Who said? Do you know if the Dajjal comes, most women will follow him? Do you know that or not? Sheikh Zubair's class says, gone, bye-bye. They will just evaporate. Shh. If you see the Dajjal, you follow him. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Hadith, very scary. Listen to me, brothers. He said, a man will go tie his mother, wife, sister. Tie them to a pole. something in the house because he is afraid they will follow the... Because when they see, they say, oh, fitna. Fitna, big fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man will go and tie his mother. Mother. Wife, daughter and sister. He will tie them up because he is so afraid they will follow again, because everybody said, no, when the Antichrist comes, the Dajjal, he will not move me. I know I'm already immune from him. Alhamdulillah, I read many ayahs in Quran about him. No, my sisters and brothers. Lot of people said that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Medina, when he comes close to Medina, which is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still people will follow him. Yeah, and he said women. The moment he shows up in Asfahan, he will be from Iran. Watch Iran. The land of Asfahan. Rasulullah mentioned Asfahan. He said when he comes out already day one, 13,000 Jewish women will follow him. 13,000. Day one. This is when he has no followers yet. So as he starts creating fitnas and this, he has the charm. He will pull you towards him. Somehow you find yourself following him. Just look when a singer comes here, look, go see your daughters and sons how they do. Singer, you see your Malay. I'm not talking about non-Chinese and Malay girls. Oh, Takbir. Serious. Big problem. May Allah save us, save our children.
Amen.
So, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. Oh Allah, you have given me of the sovereignty. You bestowed on me power. And also you have given me the knowledge of interpretation of dreams. So, he is thankful. Mention what Allah has given you. Ya Rabb, thank you, you gave me some money. Ya Allah, thank you, you gave me power. You made me this, you made me that. Thank Allah, my brothers and sisters. Whatever Allah has given you, between you and Him, just between you and Him. He said, the only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are, Ya Allah, the only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my wali. Brothers and sisters, he is on top of Egypt. Still he said, you are my wali. You are my protector. See how humble? One of us just, he is caporal, they give him a sergeant or whatever, he thinks he is, he forgets. You start behaving like a, he's still, Ya Rab, you are my wali. Anta waliyi fi dunya wal akhirah. You are my protector, Ya Allah, in dunya and akhirah. You are my guardian, my supporter, my God, my Lord, my everything. And then he said, cause me to die as a Muslim. Please, Ya Allah, make me die in state of submission. Here, Muslim also doesn't mean just Muslim like you and me. Look, you may die Muslim, but did you submit fully? Sister, you will die, right? But did you die with hijab? Or still thinking hijab is not part of? Only maybe when you come see Sheikh Zubair. Fear Allah, sisters. And you brothers, you don't tell your wife wear hijab. Oh, Sheikh, I tried. Tell her, if you don't wear hijab, I marry another one. Takbir. Takbir. She will wear triple hijab now. No, serious. Ya Rab, I told her. Ali. Good to see you. Takbir. Sisters, cover. Before you are forced to cover. But it doesn't count. Kafan. And you brothers, go to the masjid. Before you are brought by force to the masjid. They pray on you Salat Janaza. If you are lucky. Fatir al-Samawat. So please, no, I really want my sisters and brothers to pay attention to this issue of hijab. Alhamdulillah, you are sister, you are Muslima, I have a sister. And it's not the hijab that is going to deprive you from marrying. I'm telling you now. One of the reasons some of you are not yet married because you don't wear hijab. Takbir. Let me tell you something about men. These men, including me. If we don't fear Allah, we like to play with you. But we don't want to marry you. Listen carefully. Men like to play with women. But when it comes to marriage, he wants to marry someone more pious than him. Men want to go out with girls and do wrong, haram things. Na'udhu billah. But when it comes to real marriage, he wants somebody who will teach him Yasin. Look at the hypocrisy of some of our... You know what I mean? So if that's going to happen, let me be at least biased to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Takbir. What, you started looking at your watches? Halas, I have eyes here. May Allah cover you, my sisters, with haya and with hijab. Both.
Ameen.
And there are four verses about hijab. Anyone who tells you, I am willing to show them. But I ask them a question. If I convince you, would you cover? Because I am not going to waste my time for you, miss or misses or whoever you are. But if I show you the verses and explain them to you, verses, because maybe you don't believe in hadith, na'udhu billah. Would you? If she says yes, I will sit with her. But if she says no, like after all you show me, thank you, Sheikh. Thank you. You two brothers, Allah will ask you about your daughters if they are not covered. Say, my daughter covered, khalas. And scare them a little bit. If you don't do that, I will never be pleased with you. Tell her like that. Whether a wife or daughter. Then Allah at least knows you tried. Some of you get angry with his daughter if she doesn't get A or A+. But not angry because my daughter, you should cover. Khalas. You are no more young, very young girl of 10, 12. Allah, 7 years girl, 7 years old, the girls are covering, and my sisters, some of them still. Allahu Akbar. May Allah beautify you, my sisters, with haya and hijab. And you brothers with modesty, like Sayyidina.
Ameen.
Okay. Tawaffani Musliman. Ya Rab, give me death of a Muslim. Or in a state of submission. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Look at it. And make me join Oran Salih. Ya Rab, after my death, put me with Oran Salih. Who? The Sahaba. I mean, you and me. Sahaba for him. Anbiya. أَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ I want to be with Salihin, Ya Rab. Even after death, sisters and brothers, he want to be with Salihin. Because Salihin will be where? Jannah or Jahannam? So indirectly he's saying, Ya Rab, send me to Jannah. So 102, Sister Azlina from Kajan. That's how we have Azlina Bontkiara. MashaAllah, we made dua for her. You heard the dua? Okay. We made special dua for your sister. May Allah give you long life in the obedience of Allah.
Ameen.
May Allah increase your love to Brother Shah Ameen. And Brother Shah to you. Ameen. Takbir. Whoa, he's happy. Takbir. Okay. Yalla. Go ahead, sister.
This is of the news of the ghaib unseen, which we reveal by inspiration to you, O Muhammad sallallahu. You were not present with them when they arranged their plan together, and also while they were plotting.
Very good. Look at this ayah, which shocked the Jews. This ayah shocked the Jews. Allah says, that is of the news of the ghaib, unseen, which we reveal to you. O Muhammad, you had no knowledge about Yusuf. Who had the knowledge about Yusuf and kept it only amongst them? Very good. They didn't even tell the Christians. They didn't even tell others. They kept it among them. Now the Prophet ﷺ is not only telling them there is a prophet called Yusuf, but he's telling them his full story better than they know it. Better than the Jews themselves narrated. So, that's why he said, this is the news of the ghaib and sin which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad. You were not present. You were not there when Yusuf was facing these problems and putting his parents on the throne and this and that. You were not there with them when they arranged their plan together and while they were plotting. You were not there. How did you know about it? Allah told you. That's why, my sisters and brothers, please understand, the problem of the West is this. Look, to them, knowledge is only what is experimented. If I make experiment, then it's science. If it is not, no. For us, no. We have two sources of knowledge. We have wahi and we have aql, reason. They don't deal with the wahi. Now when the Muslims actually follow the kuffar, look what you're doing. You have two guns, you throw one. You crazy? And you're going to war? You need every gun, actually. No, as Muslims, we have, alhamdulillah, the wahi that tells us things that we can never understand. Metaphysics. Or unseen. Like I wasn't there with Yusuf, alayhi salam. Allah told me the story, and I move on. Allah is telling me there is another world over there called Alam al-Ghayb, Alam al-Malaika, Alam al-Jinn, Alam al-Jannah, Jahannam. I better believe. Because when I go there and I find it true, if I didn't believe, what happens? I am loser. Yeah, I'm loser. But I didn't win. But if I go there and I find it, I believed. Alhamdulillah, I won. No, until it makes sense. Okay, ask you a question. Is our senses all same? Okay, let's take one brother. Let's take Brother Shah. His senses when he was a kid, like his senses when he was a teenager? Like his senses when he became wise man? Like his senses when he becomes very old man? No, you start slowing down. So what was clear to you maybe in your 40s and 50s is no more clear because you are in your 90s. You are forgetful. You don't even remember who is this person. You keep repeating the same question to me. I know you have. I pretend like. Please understand, the common sense that people say, use your common sense, I don't use it with metaphysics. I use my heart. My heart. Allah gave me heart. He didn't give me just a mind. Another thing. A shepherd taught us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't think he was not intelligent. Because his intelligence was spiritual and emotional. EQ. He had a strong EQ. Many of us have IQ. But where is the EQ? This one, no doubt, had a very high IQ, the Einstein. But did he find God? No. With all the physics he knows? No. He died kafir. A shepherd, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught mankind. And still teaching us. Even after his death, he's still teaching us. Peace be upon him. Right or wrong? Why? His emotional intelligence was so high. Please understand. Focus on that. Focus on emotions. Nurture them. Direct them. It's power. A woman is a very emotional creation of God, right?
Yeah.
If you nurture that emotion towards the good, she will do incredible thing. But let her do whatever she wants. Na'udhu billah shaitan and this and that. You too. There is something inside you called emotional intelligence. Why you don't spend money on it? Or which you do now. Why you keep coming every Monday night class? Because you are feeding that the ilm, the spirit. You're feeding it. You know you are thirsty. You know this dars will remind you of Allah. Ha, my brothers and sisters. Like the bodybuilders. I feel sorry for them. Mr. Olympia, this and that. At the end, who eats them? The worms. Worms. Not even dinosaur eat them or whatever. Huh? Sister, you run to do what? To lose some weight? Who cares about your weight? Takbir. You just think people, no one cares. Takbir. You better go pray two rakaz. Takbir. and most of mankind, Sister Aliyah, the two, Aliyah Junior, the Akbar.
And most of mankind will believe even if you
will. Will?
Will not believe even if you desire it.
Brothers, the majority of people will not believe. Allah is telling Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Oh Muhammad, with these stories or not, the majority of people will not believe in Islam. Will not. Meaning, just convey the message. Don't, did they understand or not? Don't do that. Are they going to change or not? So Allah already told us, and most of mankind will not believe, even if you desire it eagerly, O Muhammad. Don't kill yourself for them. Because one thing about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was so sensitive, my sisters, brothers. He was really, really in pain for people. Can you believe Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cry if he sees janazah of a non-Muslim? And says, Nafsun da'at minka ya Muhammad. He talks to himself. Oh Muhammad, you lost a soul to him. He wanted to save them. He was so merciful. He was really in pain for not... Yeah. So inshallah, next week we continue with the last page and we end. Inshallah, we do khatam next week, inshallah. And this last page actually has nothing to do with the story, but what comes after the story until Yawm al-Qiyamah. What comes after the story, including you and me, what to do, who are the prophets, they are just human beings like you and me. But they are different because Allah gives them wahyu and this and that. And why Allah told us the stories of prophets, especially Yusuf. Why he told us his story in detail. In one surah. He is the only prophet of Allah who was mentioned in one surah. The whole story. The other prophets, all of them, bit, in different surahs. But Yusuf, no. It's a beautiful story, alhamdulillah. May Allah benefit me and you with it. Please do not miss the end. One more lecture, at least finish the surah, so that you be among those who have husnul khatima, inshallah. May Allah bless all our elders, inshallah, those who are having their day of birth. We ask Allah to bless them. You and me all also, what? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good health,
Ameen.
Give us good wealth,
Ameen.
Give us peace of mind,
Ameen.
And bless whatever He has given us.
Ameen.
So far, have you asked this dua, Ya Rabb, please bless whatever you gave me? We want something new. At least say, Ya Rabb, bless whatever you gave me. Ya Allah, bless our children,
Ameen.
Our grandchildren,
Ameen.
Our brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, help us to help the Muslims in Kashmir, not necessarily financially, but propaganda, talk about it, make dua, feel their pain, talk to our politicians to do something. This Modi is going to take us to war. This Modi, I sent you the video. I sent you one video. Did you watch it? Short. About how Nazism came, how Hitler came. Exactly the same thing. But we are weakening ourselves, my sisters and brothers, when we remove the deen from our talk. No. What is religion? Only wudu and salat?
No.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbil Alameen. May you reward Brother Shah for having us in this house.
Ameen.
Give him Jannah, Ya Rab, Ameen. And Rahma, his wife, his brothers, his sisters, his parents. Mami, may Allah give her good health. That Haji Zain, may Allah give him very good health. Tun Saleh, the mother of Azlina and my sister, may Allah forgive her, grant her Jannah.
Ameen.
The wife of my brother, may Allah give her Shifa. All of you, I don't know what's going on, but I ask Allah all the good for you.
Ameen.
What to learn from the story of Yusuf? Be
positive
and patient. Takbir. Be positive. Then things will go your way. Any one of you who is facing some financial problems, something, I ask Allah to open the doors for them.
Ameen.
And to make it easy for them to do whatever they want to do, if it is good. Ameen. If it is bad, may Allah give them something else.
Ameen.
Anyone who has been nice to me, may Allah be nice to them million times.
Ameen.
Anyone who was mean to me, may Allah forgive them.
Ameen.
No one has been mean. Takbir. May Allah give another visit to Tan Sri. I lost hope in them. Only hope only in you. Ameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban.